come on down here to the front pew. Ellie, good morning. Good to see you. Sylvie, good morning. Wilson, good to see you, man. Hi, April. Oh, we're almost running out of seats. Let's just go right here. You can sit next to Sylvie. How about that? I'll put these over here for now. So today's kind of a big day. What's going on? What's the deal? Super Bowl? Are you more excited about the game or Taylor Swift? Which one? Honestly? All right. It's okay. It's good. Taylor Swift. It's good. Are you excited about the game, everybody? Yeah? That's good. Well, today's kind of an interesting day at church, too. There's big happenings. Jesus is going up a mountain. He goes with these three guys that are really famous. I don't know if you heard. Did you hear who he was going up the mountain with? Peter. Well, hold on. Peter, James, and John. So those are his closest disciples. And when they got up on the mountain, there were like these Hall of Famers. So Hall of Famers, who were they? Yeah, so like these people, Moses and Elijah, think of like Patrick Mahomes times 500, okay? Or Travis Kelce times a million. Moses is really, really famous. He was very active in the Old Testament, of course, and led God's people. And Elijah was the most famous prophet in the entire Old Testament. And so Peter, I just want to recap for a second. Peter's kind of excited about this and doesn't really know what to do. He wants to build a tent. He wants to celebrate this big occasion. And it was at that moment a voice cried out. Did you hear it? This is my son. Listen to him. I'd like to tell you guys today that isn't that really good advice? To listen to Jesus? I think so. Because sometimes in life, people are going to try to tell you all sorts of things about the way that you should live, the choices that you should make in life. And when you hear all those people give you all that wisdom and advice, isn't it kind of confusing to hear everyone speaking to you? It can kind of be overwhelming, isn't it? When everyone tells you what to do, sometimes it's just good to say, you know what, I need to listen to Jesus, and that's who needs to guide me. So we're going to do a little exercise here. Congregation, you're going to help me out here with this answer. I'm going to ask the congregation a question, and what I want you to do is I want you to give these wonderful children and youth your advice and wisdom with the question that I give you, okay? And here's the question. We're going to do three questions. The first question is this. Tell the youth what career they should choose, okay? I'm going to count to three, and don't scream, but in your talking voice, and I want you guys to listen to the advice and wisdom that you hear from everyone, okay? They're going to tell you what career you should choose in like 15 years, all right? Ready? All right. One, two, three. Go. Okay, did you get that? What did you hear? What did you write down? What did you hear? Something like that? Okay. Yeah. Well, that was kind of confusing, wasn't it, to hear all those people just talking? I didn't even hear anything, actually. Did you hear anything? You heard blah, blah, blah? Okay. That's good. Okay, congregation, here we go. We want you to give them advice on what sport they should play in a couple of years. Here we go. All right, listen very carefully. Hold on, I didn't tell you to go yet. I'm going to count to three. I'm going to count to three and listen, take notes, okay? One, two, three. Okay, what'd you get? Anybody?
Basketball.
All right. Anybody else hear anything? Did you take notes? No? Oh, what's that? Whatever you love. Okay, you guys have better ears than I do, because Andrew, I'm with you. I heard blah, 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 blah. That's what I heard. Okay, congregation, here's the last one. Can you give advice and wisdom to these children about what cereal they should eat in the morning? Okay? A really important topic here. All right, now listen. We want to hear what the congregation has to say. Okay? One, two, three. What'd you get? So we got oatmeal. Anybody else hear anything else? I heard pizza. That's what I heard. All right, so now, I think we just proved our point in our children's message today. Isn't it kind of confusing when you hear people giving all their opinions about all sorts of things and advice and wisdom? It's kind of confusing, isn't it? And sometimes people will have one opinion, then it'll go all the way over to the other side, and they'll have a completely different opinion. But the best thing we do in life is to listen to that voice that cried out from the heavens. It said this, "This is my son, listen to him." That is the best wisdom and advice I could ever give you in your journey of faith. How do we know that we're hearing from Jesus? How do you think we know that, like, his voice is speaking to us? Do you have any thoughts about that? Well, when we hear what he does in the Bible, what he has to say, when we pray to him and we're quiet and we listen for an answer from God, when we go to where he's promising to be, and that's at church, when we pray and we receive his forgiveness and love. So let's remember that today. Let's be listening for the voice of Jesus to give us guidance. Thanks for coming up today. Enjoy the Super Bowl.